Side lessons from the lay. Parshas Ekev, our last performance together. Very, very sad. We welcome the director of Camp Mesora here in our Kollel, here in the Beis Medrash program, Morenu V'Rabbeinu Rav Ari Katz. Thank you for joining us. Baruch Hashem, thank you very much to Karis Atov, to Rav Natan, for allowing me to give shir this summer. It is my chiyus, as I tell you, it allows me to do something productive during the week and prepare the shiurim. And certainly the lessons from the lay will go out to Baruch Hashem, many of our alumni and different people listen to it. So yesh koyach, because I hate giving it to myself, it's very, very awkward. I want to dedicate the shir, our parsha shir, for a refuah shlema, for Yaakov ben Chaya Tehila. The Rabbeinu Shlom should send him a refuah shlema, soch shach le'Yisrael, in the schus of his wonderful children and the great chesed that they do. And also nebach lo aleinu to our citizens of Arzeinu HaKadosha, Mirtz Hashem, Mizoicha, to return finally. After 2 months here, there was a ramming attack on Erev Shabbos. We should daven for those two wonderful, wonderful people, Nachum Elimelech, Ben Zahava Rivka, brother and sister, and Noam Eliza, Ben Zahava Rivka. Unfortunately, Nachum is in a very, very critical condition. The Ribbono Sholem should give them, their parents, chizuk, and they should have a foolish lame of Soch Shar Chali Yisrael. So I wanted to give a message today. By the way, it's my first lesson from the lay, but it's filling on. I feel very, very awkward. It doesn't mean I can't make jokes. So I wanted to give a lesson that certainly applies to the waiters in your last day, and something hopefully, Mirtz Hashem, you could take with you. So I think we all know in Parshas Ekev, the famous first Rashi. It's probably the most famous of, if you were to give the top 10 Rashis. Bahaya Ekev Tishma'un. So Rashi famously quotes the Medrash Tanchuma. And he says, what does it mean? In mitzvos hakalo she'adam dash ba'akov tishma'un. Right? The mitzvos that we normally are dash. There are mitzvos that we take with our heel. The word Ekev means heel. And we stomp it on the floor. It's good you could do this in the kolah. Right? You stomp it on the floor. We don't care about them. So the great Rav David Feinstein asks in his Sefer Kol Dodi, he says, so what does this mean? What does it mean? Do we really have mitzvahs that we dash, that we don't do? So he says, it's not that exactly. It's the mitzvahs that we don't do, lifnim mishuras hadin. A lot of times we are checklist Jews, and all we do is what is required of us, right? We know that we have to daven in the morning because it's a requirement. So we come and we daven, and sometimes we might even catch ourselves in the middle of davening going, sorry, I wasn't davening. Or, of course, the famous Talmud who hits himself during Slach Lanu and doesn't know why, and then remembers it's Slach Lanu. Where don't go lifting Meshuras Adin, and even further, and more importantly, I think, is that when we are not so machmir with ourselves, and we say, this is not really a mitzvah, it's not so important, it's only a nidche, it's only a ninveh, I was supposed to say, it's only this, it's only that, and they're not so machmir. That's lolim lefnim meshuras hadin. And in fact, one of the famous gemaras, which actually is not so famous, of why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, wasn't only what we know, the sinas chinam and the three cardinal sins, v'chulu v'chulu, was that Bnei Yisrael were not lifnim meshuras hadin. And, of course, I think it goes in parcel with the gemara, shlo birchu batar tchila, that we didn't take the halacha lifnim meshuras hadin. There were great gedolim who had, amazingly, bank accounts, and they called them the shalom bank account. Right, it's a very good idea to have your own bank account that you have your miser money from. But there was great rabbeim who said that they think that this person was wrong, but they're going to pay them anyway. Or I didn't really owe him the money. He thinks he owes me money. I know I paid it. Shalom, it's okay. Lefnim Meshuras Hadin, that's okay. We have to recognize that we're doing Ratzon Hashem. And sometimes we have to figure out what Ratzon Hashem is. And say, is this the right thing? Am I going Lefnim Meshuras Hadin? Am I doing this in the right and proper way? Maybe this is not appropriate. It's not just a checklist, and this is often something that bothers me. I'll give you a good example, which you know I like to give examples of to show you how not frum I am. So last week, the Kollel was here. I don't know if you remember the Kollel guys. So the Kollel was here, and the Kollel was davening Vasikin, which is a strange time because it was camp time, like 4:45. So I said, it's a great opportunity. Monday mornings, I get up anyway at 6 o'clock, right, so 4 or 5 o'clock this time. So it's 15 minutes, perfect. So I was Moitzei Tisha B'Av, and I woke up in the morning, and the Rabbeinu Shoylem did not have the same plan that I had, or I should have, but he did. And I should have given myself a little bit more time with all the eating that I had done. So I showed up here, and they were on Az Yosher Yishtabach. Checklist Jew. I'm davening Vasikin. It's still good, guys. Oh, it's a big deal. Show up for... I said, what am I doing? This is not what Hashem wants of me. Even though it's Vasikin, even though... So I got in the car and I started driving to my normal davening place. I think that's the Lufnim Meshur Sadin of saying, this is not what Hashem wants of me right now, for me to put on my tefillin very quickly. There's no way I'll probably make Shemon Esrei with the Tzibur. So we have to look at that and we have to go. But I have another idea that I'd like to quote from Rav David's father, the great Rav Moshe. I found this awesome sefer in the Beis Medrash in Bnei Yeshurun, one of my chaverim. We learn there during the week. We both don't live there. I don't know why we're there, but we're there. So it's called the Kol Ram. It came out last year, amazingly. Thank God my nephew pointed the sefer out to me. And it has Vortlach from Rav Moshe. It's amazing to find. It's from Rav Fishelish. Rav Avram Fishelish, who was the Mashkiach Menahel, I think, of Tiferes Yushalayim. He also had a Shkacha. And he says the following. Listen carefully. This is so beautiful. He says, why? He says, Zepela Gadol. Ech Shayach Shayach Mitzvah She'adam Dash Ma'akav Yecholim L'Dosh Ma'amar Hashem. Come on. Is this really true? Rav Moshe says, really? We don't do the mitzvahs we're from. We do all the mitzvahs. Says Rav Moshe, really? Aval. But I was saying, what do we have on Anaroyim? Shayom, Yeshan Hashem, Shadoshim Abe mitzvahs. What do you mean? We are Dosh, the Akra of some of the mitzvahs. For example, Kigon, Isur Chomer Shalosh and Hara. There are actually people who, you know, are talking in the Beis Medrash, and they say, ooh, let's go outside, Shalosh and Hara. And that happens to be a good thing. You shouldn't do it in the Beis Medrash. We shouldn't do it outside either, right? You shouldn't. The Sukkah is very holy, and the Beis Medrash is very holy. But, so says Rav Moshe, what are you telling me we don't? We're not Dosh Bacha. We think it's nothing. The Gamkin B'Tfilah Shachris. V'Shar Tfilos. Shemit Palin B'Li Kavana Nechona. We don't even have Kavana. We don't even understand what's going on. V'Yish Gamkin Ganashim She'enim Nizorim L'Lomit Kol Halacha Shabbos. V'Dosh B'Mitzvahs. Right? I was talking to the one of the first weeks. I was talking to the Israelis, the teens here, the CITs. So they asked me to speak to them because I speak Hebrew. And they didn't think I spoke Hebrew, by the way, after I spoke to them. They were like, what language is that? So we were talking about different things, and I was trying to tell them how amazing they are and that they should know that they know a lot of things that people in camp never heard of before. I'm sorry to say this, right? We don't learn all the halachas. They know so much more. We're talking to them. The reason why is that we're talking to them about Bishul Akum and about different things. And they're like, that's a thing? Because in Israel, kimat, you don't have this problem. In most restaurants, they don't let Arabs anywhere close to cooking. I said, you're very lucky. You don't know this. We're talking about Hilchos Shabbos. So a lot of them, they learn in school. They know all the Hilchos Shabbos. So some, we say, that doesn't apply anymore. That's mutar. Everybody knows you're allowed to do that. Oh, it's a shasa t'chaki, you're allowed to rip toilet paper. All these different things they never even heard of it before. I said, what do you mean, Rabbi? Come on, you're really allowed to do that. So says Rav Moshe, we're not following Hilchos Shabbos. Right? Or, I want to give a shtach. Every week we have to do a shtach. How we dress. We spoke about this yesterday with my question. I had a question and answer. So I said there's this incorrect assumption that when it comes to Shabbos, it's called dress down Shabbos. Friday night you wear the suit, and Shabbos day you take the tie off, and Mincha already you wear the polo shirt. Kamosha Kasa Batayra. What's going on over here? Could be probably the opposite. Shabbos is ebbing away, right? And I don't want, sorry, I'm taking your term, ebbing. But you have to have more Kedusha. That's also Dash Bakur. So he says, how can it be? So he says like this, V'hesbir bazeh. So said Rav Moshe, Rak mitzad she we la'at la'at nigalim bazeh. We become rogil bazeh. And it becomes something that we do. All my life I've been doing this. All my life I've been coming to Shachar. My father came to Shachar 20 minutes late, so I come to Shachar 20 minutes late. That's what I do. I have Talmidim who actually tell me this, who say they don't know what to do. They come back from Israel, you have all these questions. So one of the questions they ask me is, what am I supposed to do? This one Talmud told me a crazy story. It's hard to believe that this is true, but he told me this. He said, we have a family minhag. That's what he told me. We have a family minhag. Shabbos morning, shul starts at 8:45. Everybody in the family has to get up at 8 o'clock. Shabbos morning. I said, that's wonderful. He goes, wait, we're not done yet. And he says, and then we come downstairs. My father buys, we buy Dunkin' Donuts before Shabbos. They live in a community where Dunkin' Donuts is kosher, Baruch Hashem. And my father, we get all the papers, and I read the sports section, and everybody has to take donuts, and we talk. And we have chocolate milk, and we have this and that. And I'm like, and then what happens? And he goes, and then it's like 9:45, and then we go to shul. He says, what am I supposed to do? I'm Rugel Bazet. This is, I don't want to embarrass my parents. This is like something we do every Shabbos. So Rav Moshe quotes the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Pei Vav Amud Beis, Kevin Sha'ava Arter Mavera, Vishanabo, and he does it again, but Lasek Heter. He already thinks it's Mutter. He doesn't even think about it. Right? He's been doing it all of his life. He said, Shachmish does start. You know, Rabbeim joke. They go, there's something called Brachos in the morning. There's something called Brach Shamar in the morning. They think it starts with Yishtabach. What do I need the beginning part for? I don't need the preparation. I'm good. And that's why he says the Lashon is Dash Ba'akul. Why? Shenasa Etzlo Rugil. Kashim Od La'adam L'shanot. It's very hard for us to change, especially when you get to be my age, right? My age of 55. Yesterday, JJ came up to me and he said to me, I know how old you are. It was my birthday yesterday, according to the Goyim. And he came up to me and he read my mind for about 2 minutes. And he goes, you're 55 years old. It made me feel amazing. So, nu yishkoyach. But when you get to be the old age, it's very hard to change your habits, right? There was once a great Rav wrote an article. I always loved the article. He said, the Shmuz, what's his name? Rabbi Ben-Zion something? Schaefer? So he wrote, tshuva is easy, change is hard. We all can do tshuva. We do tshuva all the time. We do tshuva. But to change, says Rav Moshe, that's what's difficult. Mikan lamed inyon gadol b'chinuch habanim. This is the part that's for you, the waiters. Share inyon zeh shel rakil v'yesh ma'akov yishayach rak etzol gadolim shenit galu. It's only us, old people, to say, oh my God, Rabbi Hartstein is telling us we have to now turn the lavatet melachos. We have to start coming to undoubting a time. How can I do that? I'm so old already. But when we teach our children, and when we have young Talmidim who are just budding Talmidei Chachamim, some of them didn't even come to Israel for the year yet. This is the time that you change because you're easy, you're malleable, you can change. Esher lechancham kiragil, shem adain sirim belor gilim. They're not fixed anything. So now all of a sudden change becomes easy, says Rav Moshe. The achov achrayus gedol mutol al ha'horim. On the parents, and if I may, not just the parents, the Rabbeim, to tell them it's time for a change, to go b'derech hatova, la'argil l'tfila b'kavano, to spend time on these different things that we're chayiv to do. It's very interesting, Rav Zilberstein. I'm a big fan of Rav Zilberstein's questions. They're awesome. So he has this question where he asks the following question, very interesting. A Kiryat rabbi comes into a community and they let him into the shul. They're not so happy with him because it's an old shul and they're all set in their ways. And they say to him, you can come in, you can give one shir a week. He says, okay. So he says, you can give one shir a week, so he has a choice. He can give a shir to the adults, to the, right, the adults of the community, or to the children. A Rav Zilberstein question. So they went to Rav Zilberstein and this Rebbe asked, what should I do? So he says, it's Pasha. And the stuff is Pasha. The Chiyuv of Talmud Torah Midoraisa is only on people that are over Bar Mitzvah. All these kids are under Bar Mitzvah. It's Pasha. You have to teach the old people. And that's the usual tshuva of Rav Zilberstein. Therefore, the answer is, you have to teach the children, because I never go with the normal answer. Says Rav Zilberstein, why? He says, the old people, it's too late already. It's amazing that he writes this. It's too late already. They're older people. They're not going to change. These little kids, you'll have such a great opportunity to mold them and to teach them the right way. That's exactly where you guys are. You're at an amazing point where you've chosen, amazingly chosen, to be on a program where there's learning. A program where you're supposed to continue learning. And just so you should be molded to this. And Baruch Hashem, you're in a location, as I said from the beginning of the year, where you have the opportunity to mold kids. We spoke about Hakar Satov. We spoke about what you should recognize, that being in a camp situation, I've told the director of the camp this many times, it's an amazing opportunity because kids nowadays think of school as subjects. There's math, there's science, and there's something called Torah. When you get to YU, it's called Bible even. Right? They're subjects. And it's Nebuch Lo Aleinu that we think Gemara has become a subject. But now all of a sudden you come to camp and chinuch is fun, right? One of the other Yachad members, I love this, he comes up to me every year and he says to me, "You're one of the funniest rabbis. My favorite all year is your Tisha B'Av speech. It's hilarious." I'm like, I don't know if that's the way it should be. He gets Hanor out of it. Okay. He actually came up to me this year. He said, "This year you should have been a little funnier." I said, "Okay, sorry." But that's the idea, Rabbi Yisai. As we conclude, you should think to yourself the great Toiva. The Rabbeinu Shalom, you should give Hakaras HaTov to your parents that they let you come on a program with learning. You should give Hakaras HaTov to the wonderful Rosh Koyla that you have. And recognize the great faith that you still are able to change. And for us old people, it's much more difficult to change. And Rav Moshe is saying this exact point, and I think the Lefnim Rishur Sadim that his son said is the same idea. We have to change, and even though it's hard, so we have to go ahead and do it. And it's difficult, and people make amazing changes in their life. So why can't you do it? They make changes when it comes to exercise and the way they eat. So we have to do that by mitzvahs too. But you are lucky because you're there already. You chose, it's amazing, you chose, not one person here chose this program because they wanted to make a lot of money. Because if not, you're going to be surprised really soon. But that's the idea, Rabbi Yisrael. You have to think to yourself the great, amazing, Baruch Hashem, the percentage, I always think about, the percentage that we are in the world. And then you take the percentage of the percentage that are actually from. And then you take the percentage of people that are from that actually care about the mitzvah. You're there. But you're still at an age that you could care about this. And it's not an ekev. It's something that you take the heel and you move up a step. And you say to yourself, I want to move up. It's not good enough where I am. And you build on that and you build on that. But you don't fall backwards. That's what you have to be careful about. Sometimes you take a little bit too much. I'm very into taking small little bits and say, okay, now I'm going to do this. Now I'm going to do that. That's something that's very, very important. You guys should be zeicher, just like you gave me great amount of chizuk during the summer. You should continue doing the great work that you do and have the cheshek to be able to want to learn mamish. It's really an amazing thing that there's programs out there of people that are certainly that are still in high school and they have a cheshek to learn. Even though it's not part of that program, they could do something much easier. So that's an amazing thing. And that gives people like myself great chizuk to say, I wish I had the amount of time during the summer to learn the amount of hours that you learn. It's an amazing thing. But you should be zoicha to continue on your great ways. And you should recognize, it's hard to say this, but you did a great service this summer. You know, we don't think about this. So just end off with one amazing story. I went to have the schus in our yeshiva. It happened to be they rented our yeshiva once. So Rav Lef spoke, the great Rav Lef. So he spoke. So I was running a little bit late to his shir, and this old junky car pulls over. I think I'm about to get mugged. And he rolls down his window, and in broken Hebrew, he says to me, "Slicha, efor ha-yeshiva?" I'm like, "Rabbi Lef!" I go, "Come with me." I said, "I'll tell you exactly where to park in the yeshiva. I know where the..." Fine. So he comes in, and afterwards, as the shir is over, he looks at me, and he gets me from back of the audience. He says, "Come here." I'm like, "Oh." He said, "Give me a bracha or something." He goes, "I have no idea where I park my car. Can you please find my car with me?" Fine. So we go find the car, and as we're leaving, happened to be that one of the cleaners, this Ethiopian cleaner, was there cleaning the cheder ochel from Shabbos. He says, "Excuse me, I apologize. Excuse me for 1 second." And Rabbi Lef goes into the worker and he says, "Yeshkoyach, I want to give you a yeshkoyach." And he looks at him like he's crazy. He says, "You don't realize what you're doing now. Here it is, 12 o'clock at night. You're cleaning, so tomorrow morning, yeshiva talmidim will come into a cheder ochel, and it'll be clean, and they'll be able to eat, and they're going to be happy, and they're going to be able to serve Hashem so much better. Do you realize the chelek you have in their Torah?" I mean, I thought he was crazy. He looked at him like, he says, "Todar baracha, kvod arav." It was so beautiful. But think about what you did this summer. You did that as well. You allowed to do avodas Hashem. You fed the kolol guys. You fed Rav Goldberg. Think about the great service that you did. Think about that and continue in the ways of Torah mitzvah, samaisim toivim, should have all the brachas of the Torah, and with your great faith, we should be zeichet to see the binyan beis hamikdash hashlishi v'meheiru v'yamein, amen v'yamein.